Everybody, I am coming at you not from the Lyft booth today, but from my car on my way back to Vermont from Massachusetts, where I spent Christmas with my family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, or happy whatever holiday you celebrate, it's a good one. And I just wanted to rant about driving for a second, because I just saw an accident on the other side of the highway, or the remnants of an accident that was so bad that they actually shut off that side of the highway about a mile away from the scene of the accident. And honestly, like, on this drive I've had, at the beginning of it, there was kind of a lot of traffic on the road, and people were being kind of aggressive, which they always are driving, but I don't know, you just might expect that on Christmas, maybe they would be a little nicer, like, maybe, you know, they had a nice day with their family, and that might make them relax a little, but apparently not. And I just wanted to say, we should all be a little nicer on the road, because when we aren't, things like that really bad accident that I just saw happen. And I don't know if you've ever driven by a really bad accident, but it's pretty scary, and see, like, the remains of what was a car. I mean, I just saw, like, the car halfway just crunched up, so I can only imagine what happened to the people inside the car, and it's just really not worth it. And I don't get why we can't all be a little nicer on the road. And I think it kind of comes down to, like, for some reason, everybody thinks that they're a better driver than everybody else on the road, which I can't say I'm not guilty of that. I definitely think I'm a good driver, and sometimes other people aren't. But if we maybe all didn't have that mentality and realized that a lot of us aren't maybe the most safe drivers, then we'd be a little nicer. And I think that can translate to people, not just in cars, because in a car, it's almost like you're fighting against a machine. Like, you don't really see the person that you're maybe, like, cutting off or something. And it creates a similar phenomenon to, like, writing mean comments on the internet, because you're behind a screen and you don't actually have to face the person in person. It's a little bit like that with cars, too. It kind of, like, dehumanizes you when you're in a car and you're not face-to-face with another person. It's like you're face-to-face with a machine, which is a car, and it makes you act differently and a lot more aggressively, I think. But I also think we experience this phenomenon to a lesser extent, but still to a certain extent with people who we are face-to-face with, but who we don't know, because you have no idea what's going on in the life or mind of a stranger, say, like, in line at the grocery store, and if they do something that kind of ticks you off, like they jump in front of you, say, or something like that, you're quick to, like, give them a dirty look, or, like, say, what do you think you're doing, or whatever, instead of just being like, well, maybe they actually have a good reason for, like, being in a rush or whatever. And granted, like, if they are in that much of a rush, then they should ask you if they can go in front of you. But, you know, take the higher road and just don't automatically assume that your time is more important than theirs, because everybody's time is important and you don't know necessarily what they're going through. So, and oftentimes, I think the people that act that way might be the people that are most in need of somebody showing them, like, forgiveness or kindness. So, just be the bigger person and say, oh, go ahead, whatever. Because realistically, them going in front of you is probably only going to cost you about 5 minutes. So unless you are also really in a rush, I mean, in that case, sometimes you have to stand up for yourself too politely and just say, like, excuse me, but I'm in line or whatever. But in most cases, like, it doesn't really matter because it's not going to cost you a lot of time. And going back to the driving thing, it doesn't save you any time to be an aggressive driver. I mean, it really doesn't. Maybe if you're on, like, an all-day road trip and you're going 80 versus 60 the whole way, okay, yeah, like, that's going to save you a little bit of time. But the majority of aggressive moves that people make, like swerving between lanes or riding someone's ass, like, riding someone's ass literally doesn't save you any time. Because whether you're riding their ass or you're, you know, 100 feet away from them, you can, when you're on the highway, you can go 100 feet in approximately, like, 3 seconds or something. So, okay, all you're saving there is 3 seconds. Or, like, you can't go any faster than they're going anyway. So whether you're riding them or not, all you're really doing is, A, not saving any time, B, being a stressful and aggressive driver, and three, making your own ride and whoever else is in your car and whoever else is in the cars around you less safe. So, like, just relax. And I think, like, we could all do well to relax a little bit more, whether it's on the road or at the grocery store or, like, wherever you are. And we all have really busy lives, so I know that it's easier said than done. But you'll feel better if you're the nice guy on the road and the nice guy at the grocery store. And, like, here's a good example. If you've ever had an argument with somebody where, like, you're starting, someone you know, where you're, like, kind of starting to fight with them and you're kind of being aggressive and you're like, well, you, blah, 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 you kind of come at them with something, like, you're kind of escalating it a bit. If you've ever been in a situation where you did that, and you're expecting them to come at you too, and you say something kind of like, kind of a level up, like kind of really extra aggressive, a little more aggressive than maybe the conversation was at before, and suddenly they meet you with like kindness or calmness, or like they don't match your aggression, which is rare because it's our instinct to kind of like to match that aggression, and I think that's, and fight back, and I think that's kind of why you expect it. And when you get a different reaction than that, you're just like, oh, shoot. You immediately realize, like, wow, I was being aggressive, you know? So, like, do that on the road. Do that in everyday situations with strangers, and you'll catch people off guard, and you'll make the world a better place by doing that because it, when you, like, give a reaction that's unexpected and it's a positive and, like, kinder than expected reaction, it triggers a consciousness about the actions that the first person took that they wouldn't normally have because something unexpected happens and then they actually think about, like, why or how, like, they were acting negatively and why it wasn't necessary. So that's how you can make the world a better place today. Next time you, or not today, just the next time you get on the road or you have a minor encounter with a stranger, just take the high road, no pun intended, and just let it go, let them go, smile at them, or say, like, oh, go ahead, or, like, whatever the situation calls for, just try to, like, be nicer, and by doing that, you'll spread kindness and make them think, like, oh, shoot, maybe I should be a little more kind and human. Like, rehumanize the world. That's what needs to happen because, like, we're so oriented towards technology and machines, and, like, I feel that people are forgetting how to actually interact with each other in real life. So try to be a human and, like, make people, trigger something in somebody's brain that makes them realize that we're all still just people, because at this point, I think we're on such a, you know, track of, like, technology and busy and, like, efficiency and everything that I think we, our, like, neutral mindset, our default, rather, is that we're not human. We're almost more robots. So bring that humanization back. Anyway, that was just my rant for the ride right now. Try to be a safe driver, and, like, aggressive moves are not worth it at all. Those are my two takeaways today. Rehumanize and drive safely, because aggressive moves don't really add up to anything. So, anyway, have a safe and merry Christmas night. Bye.